Hey, let's do one on a Harold, H-A-R-O-L-D, Drake, D-R-A-K-E. Date of birth is 2/26/36. Today is the 30th, 8/30/2022. This is an 86-year-old gentleman who's undergoing chemo and previous radiation therapy for prostate cancer, diagnosed in 2013. He's been on Lupron, gold, seeds, radiation. Last treatment was in April, period. His wife is no longer interested in any type of treatment because patient is so weak and it's very difficult, if not impossible, for him to go to the doctor's office to receive the treatments, period. Patient subsequently has been placed on palliative / hospice care at this time after his wife canceled his appointment with Kevin Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, today regarding his any further treatment, period. I've also spoken to Dr. Nichols at 281-325-1090 regarding patient's condition, and he's in agreement with hospice care at this time. Family history: his brother had prostate cancer, mom had stroke, dad died of old age. Surgery: he's had two hip surgeries, one revised, COVID immunization times four, up to date, allergy none, medication. His medication includes Lupron, which is going to be stopped, Xtendi, X-T-E-N-D-I, which is going to be stopped, then gabapentin, Flomax, metoprolol, Megace, aspirin, which his wife is holding, sertraline, colace, vitamin D, vitamin B, nitroglycerin, and hydroxyzine, and scopolamine patches, period. Review of system: patient is weak. He had an episode 2 days ago where he had severe slurred speech. Even some of that is resolved, but since then he's had difficulty with his right side. As far as weakness is concerned, he's getting around the house with a walker, but no longer able to, and his wife has to basically carry him. He's lost tremendous amount of weight, about 20 pounds in the past month, period. He has decreased appetite. He's weak. He's very thin. He has muscle wasting. And he's confused. He's no longer oriented to person, place, or time, period. He did not have any history of dementia previously. I suspect there may be metastasis to the brain as well, period. On exam, Mr. Drake is arousable but goes back to sleep. He's confused. His blood pressure is 110 over 80. His pulse is 80. Respiration is 20 and afebrile. His heart, positive small buzzer, is still with few ectopics. Lungs, shallow breath sounds, but clear. Abdomen, soft, but scaphoid. Skin is dry. Lower extremity shows no edema, but muscle wasting noted about the lower extremity and the temple, period. Assessment: here we have 86-year-old man with end-stage prostate cancer, evident by loss of appetite, weight loss of 20 pounds. Patient is total ADL dependent now. Patient is almost bedbound. He's weak. He's thin. He's confused, with most likely metastasis to the brain, period. He has had a history of recent TIA, possible stroke, which has left his right side weak, period. Also, he is bowel and bladder incontinent and wears a diaper at all times, period. Another issue that needs to be addressed by the palliative service. This is pain. He was on hydrocodone, but is no longer keeping his pain under control, and he hollers at night in severe pain. And for this reason, the medical director has decided on oxycodone, 10 milligram, for patient to initiate ASAP, period. New paragraph. Other issues include hypertension, history of coronary artery disease, and anemia. Period. Patient is hospice appropriate, most likely has less than 6 months to live, and will be admitted to hospice at this time. Thank you.